Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our buddy Jason Cairns, the other end of the phone, as we come up on 5:45. Good morning.
Good morning.
Seth Schlieder, you know how we remember how to pronounce his last name, which is spelled S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R. You remember that it's like pumpkin eater.
Schlieder. I did not know that, but that's great.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about that yesterday. One of my coworkers, my other job, said he's always had difficulty remembering people's names. How are you with that?
I used to think I was better at it than I actually am. I think I was telling my kids last week, I called two patients by the wrong name when I went to get them from the waiting area. And interestingly, I used the same name, same wrong name for both people. And so, you know, that's one of those things that's very embarrassing. And, you know, you're kind of like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, and just kind of out of sight, out of mind sort of thing.
Yeah.
I always thought I was better at it.
Mnemonic devices is like, right, you associate some kind of association. So I met somebody named Kevin recently, and so I tried to think to myself, oh, yeah, that was the name of the boy from Home Alone, and so that's just kind of in my head. So,
I mean, that's good.
But, again, it can be, you know, if you're not intentional about it, and it's easy to not be, you know, you got to really kind of dig in, I think, so.
Right. And, you know, and I think it's important to acknowledge that that is true for many, many people. You know, one of the examples I often say with my patients is that, you know, if I go back to my hometown and people will come up to me and say, now you remember who I am, don't you? And I'll say, you know what, I really don't. Your name looks familiar to me. And the regularity with which people say, oh, my goodness, that happens to me all the time.
I think in radio, because I've been around so long and I've met a lot of folks over the years here, came to the Chippewa Valley in the fall of 82, and except for the 2 years in Africa, pretty much been here. And I would say, you know, they kind of, sometimes they're like, you may not remember. And that's a gracious, I'm glad they said
it. It is. Yeah, it's a good way to
Right,
put it.
So I was kind of taken aback that Pete Hegseth of Fox News was named the choice for the head of the Defense Department.
I on a different social media platform this morning, shared some questions about that as well. You know, I think... I have a lot of feelings about it. Let's just say that.
I'm just going to, I mean, he seems like a great guy. He's written books. He has been on Fox News for a long time, I guess, a weekend host. But kind of mixed reaction and certainly a lot of surprise. I mean, I think to go from serving in the National Guard and recognized in that capacity to the head of the Defense Department. Wow, that's a taller.
Right. You know, and I think there's, ideally, you have someone who has some military leadership experience in that. You know, I think there's also this question about conflict between him and current military leadership, which may be part of the point, but... you know, I have questions about the wisdom of that appointment.
Yeah. So anyhow, we kind of cover everything on this segment. Let's see. Yes, I have arranged a sound effect. So here we go for this morning. Call it the Ludio train, the love train, the Ludio train. And I know somebody who's aboard is our friend Cody, because I could tell he has really captured it. Because of he had this post yesterday of a Brennan Manning quote that God is not moody or capricious. He knows no seasons of change. He has a single relentless stance toward us. He loves us. And so I think Cody's on the Ludio trip.
I think so, too. You know, and I would say that Brennan Manning is one of the people that helped me get on that. Right.
Yep.
I mean, this idea of relentless love. And then how do we in turn live loving lives towards not only other people, but ourselves, toward the world in general. And so I'm definitely with Cody on that. And
love is the center of the mark. That's a song from For Him. And so I think maybe we'll pull that one out this morning. All right, we've got Matthew 26, 6 and 7 today.
And that says, meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who had previously had leprosy. While he was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume and poured it over his head.
And in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, you say, Jesus and his disciples were back in Bethany where they were spending Holy Week. They gathered at Simon the leper's house, a man my son had healed. As they were reclining around the table, Mary came and poured an expensive bottle of perfume on his head and a sign of lavish gratitude. In John's Gospel, you read that Mary poured the oil on his feet and wiped it off with her hair. Beloved, do not let this seeming inconsistency distract you from the story's point. Mary's generosity which led to anger among the disciples. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes we can get swept up or lost in the minutiae, right? That while this doesn't seem consistent, but what we need to recognize is the beauty of this story, you know, which again is her generosity. I think we're going to learn more about this as we read on, but to just understand what the point of this story is and is going to be.
Terrific. All right. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk later.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. Your chance to win two tickets to see the best Christmas pageant ever at Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls, and also a Best Christmas Pageant Ever t-shirt. It's really cool. You probably saw these on our social media the other day when we were giving more of them away. Your chance to win, if you can solve this, 715-723-2555. The question is as follows. 20% of us are afraid of what? 20% of us afraid of what? We don't even need to go through some of the wrong answers because somebody already thinks they know.
All right, terrific. 723-2555. Let's hear what you have to say.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry from Bloomer, probably ruminating on this all night. What do you think? 20% of us afraid of what, Sherry?
Public speaking.
Is it public speaking?
That's a big one. We hear about that all the time. It's not
public
though.
Speaking. Maybe it's even more than 20%.
Yeah, it's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555. Incorrect answers from yesterday. 20% of us afraid of what? It's not mice, snakes, chickens, dying, spiders, clowns, dentists, birds, water. This is a great list. Darkness, being alone, bridges, growing old, hospitals, bats, commitment, and needles. And now we add public speaking to the list. It's none of those things. 20% of us afraid of what? Doesn't mean that 20% of us aren't afraid of those things. Could be lower, could be higher, but not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. We'll see if we can get a winner, Halvo, on a Win It Wednesday.
We could insert a screamer in that long list.
Right. 20% of us afraid of what? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer
again.
Hey,
Sherry got back through. All right, go ahead, Sherry.
How about blood?
Blood. Huh. Is it blood? Halvo?
Sorry, Sherry.
Not blood. Thank you, Sherry. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Sherry is persistent. Other folks can call as well at 723-2555.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Roxy from Ojibwa again.
Roxy, go ahead.
I'm going to say roller coasters.
Is it roller coasters?
Well, another great guess.
I would be among that group.
Is that what we're looking for? Sorry, Roxy.
No, thank you, Roxy. Good guess. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy.
You sound like you're a little under the weather, Tammy. Maybe we can cheer you up here with a Win It Wednesday win. Go ahead.
Oh, then we lost her.
Are you still there, Tammy? Did your voice die? Tammy? Try it back. 1, 2, 3. Nothing there. All right. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
Aiden, go ahead. What do you think, friend?
Small spaces.
Is it small spaces? Tight and closed spaces.
Claustrophobic stuff. Could that be it? Sorry,
Aiden. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on WWIB?
This is Roxy from Ojibwe again.
All right.
I'm going to go way out there because I know a lot of superstitious people. Is it black cats?
Is it black cats?
Could that be what we're looking for?
No, but thank you, Roxy. Call back 715-723-2555. If you're just joining us, 20% of us are afraid of what? 2 in 10 of us afraid of what? Have time for 3 more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Tammy from Wausau again.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and say it.
Height.
Height.
Is it heights, Tammy? It's not heights.
But you go up in the Sears Tower and take a look down.
I want you to call back, Tammy, but I also want you to rest that voice.
Yeah.
All right.
Lemon
more.
Juice and honey, please.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer again.
Sherry made it through. Go ahead, Sherry.
How about germs?
Is it germs?
Huh.
20% of us afraid of germs, and maybe 2020 just kind of heightened that number. Is it germs? It's not. All right. Every single phone line is lit up here. So what will be our last call? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning. This is Kathy in Spooner.
Good to hear from Spooner, Kathy. What do you think?
Is it a fear of heights?
Is it a fear of heights? I just guessed. You can guess again.
I'm not going to think anything right now. I'm sorry. I'll try back.
No problem. All right. So we'll pick this up again after 7:45, probably with a clue.
Yeah.
Right?
Got to give you a hint. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. See if we can get a winner. We got a hint this time.
Yes. Light those phones up. 715-723-2555 for two Micon Cinemas movie passes to see the best Christmas pageant ever, plus a best Christmas pageant ever t-shirt. Our question is this. 20% of us are afraid of what? 20% of us afraid of what? And we do have a clue to try to help you in the right direction.
Yes. And that clue is, it is something living. It is something living that people are afraid of. One in five. And so, I think we're both probably surprised by this stat, too.
I think so. And again, we've had guesses like commitment, needles, fear of the dark, things like that. But again, this is something alive. This is something alive. Uh-huh. 20% of us afraid of it. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry's trying really hard. Go ahead.
I'm going to say dogs.
Is it dogs? Sherry? It's not. Again, doesn't mean it's not 20% or higher or lower, just not what we're looking for.
But mailmen do have their concerns, and they don't mind just dropping your mail at the curb.
Yeah, maybe justified concerns at some, depending on the doggy.
Uh-huh.
715-723-2555. Again, something living, something alive. Good morning. Oh.
Yep.
You know, that's one of my fears is like,
dial tone.
Are we going to get the answer? And then it's just a dial tone. 723-2555, 715.
You faced your fear there.
Yeah, I did indeed. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
This is Deb.
And where are you from, Deb? From Chippewa. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Is it bats?
Is it bats? That was actually guessed yesterday. You can have a quick bonus guess if you can think on your feet.
What about bugs?
Bugs. Is it bugs? That actually hasn't been guessed yet, have
them? Huh, interesting. And they're living, so could that be it?
No, not what we're looking for. But again, something alive here. It's not bats or bugs. A lot of other animals have been guessed. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry. What do you think?
Cats.
Is it cats?
Oh, yeah. What about if it's not dogs? Could it be cats?
No, sorry. Not cats. Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Claudia from Colfax.
Claudia from Colfax. Love the alliteration. Claudia, what do you think?
Is it clowns?
Is it clowns?
That was guessed
yesterday. You can have a bonus guest, Claudia from Colfax, who guessed clowns. Just alliteration all the way through.
Is it birds?
Is it birds?
That was guessed, too.
Oh, man. All
the
right.
Alfred Hitchcock reference, yeah.
You can have one final bonus guess if you want.
Let's see.
Something alive.
Spiders?
Is it spiders?
Yep.
Not spiders.
All right, Win It Wednesday. We're going to try this again. It started as Tuesday Trivia, and we're getting closer, I think.
I think we are indeed. And, some folks... think they know right away. 20% of us are afraid of what? We want to give you two tickets to the best Christmas pageant ever to see it at Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Plus, we'll give you a t-shirt to wear to the movie if you want. It's the best Christmas pageant ever t-shirt. Mm-hmm. 20% of us are afraid of what? And Havel, we've given actually kind of several clues.
Yeah. First of all, we said at 7:45 or so that the thing that people are afraid of is living. And we have acknowledged it is also an animal.
It's living and it's an animal. 715-723-2555. And I would say it seems a little irrational to be afraid of this animal, but you never know.
Yeah. I'll comment further once we give the right answer. But yeah, I think we're both surprised that one in five people acknowledge being afraid of them.
All right. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Susan from Kidat.
All right, Susan.
Susan, what do you think?
Squirrels?
Is it squirrels? What makes you say squirrels?
I got a lot of them here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you afraid of squirrels, Susan?
Only if they're going to attack me.
Sure.
Get them after me, yeah.
Could 20% of us really be afraid of squirrels?
Yes!
You're the winner!
Susan, yes, indeed. You're absolutely correct.
First try here in the 8 o'clock hour.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well done. We're going to send you to the movies and hook you up with a best Christmas pageant ever t-shirt. How about that, Susan?
That sounds awesome. Thank you.
You know, when we lived in Liberia, we had these miniature mongoose, two of them the second year that lived with us in the house. And it was like having squirrels in the house. So, yeah.
There you go.
1 in 5 afraid of them.
Susan has solved it. Tuesday trivia to win it Wednesday. Hang on the line for us, Susan. We'll let you know how to pick up your winnings here at the studio. ZS, 20% of us afraid of squirrels.
Well, it's time to announce the new inductees to the Toy Hall of Fame, Caleb.
So we previewed this before, too. All those who potentially had this great, great honor, but not everyone can make it. Here's who did.
Yeah, every toy wants to get into the Toy Hall of Fame, and the new entrants are My Little Pony,
Transformers,
and Phase 10 Card Game, all inducted to the National Toy Hall of Fame yesterday.
For My Little Pony, the victory was especially sweet after being a finalist 7 times previously. Fluttershy, you did it.
Wow, congratulations. Hasbro's Mini Horses, introduced in the 80s and reintroduced in 2003, were recognized for encouraging fantasy play and storytelling, at times even outselling Barbie.
They were selected from 12 finalists through expert panel and public voting. We told you about this, too, so maybe some of you voted and helped My Little Pony get in.
Now, I'm a big fan of Phase 10, but it's hard sometimes, which was created by Ken Johnson. Not Ken Jennings, but Ken Johnson in 1982. Sells 2 million decks annually across the country. 30 countries, in fact. Don't you wish you would have invented a card game?
Right. I mean, and the thing is, that's staying power.
Yeah, I know it.
The Rummy-style card game challenges players to complete 10 sequential phases before opponents do.
I love the game, but sometimes you'll hear people say, it takes so long to play.
My sisters are probably laughing at me right now because Phase 10 is one game that my ADD, I just can't get through it.
Oh, boy. But if you just want to spend time with family and friends, how about Transformers, which emerged when Hasbro acquired Japanese toy lines back in the 80s? They were praised for feeding children's imaginations.
And also feeding the movie industry because they made a bunch of Transformers movies. The toy line has expanded into cartoons and, as I mentioned, live action films, with new characters consistently attracting collectors.
Congratulations to these new entrants into the Toy Hall of Fame.
My Little Pony, Transformers, and Phase 10.